Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Secure your financial future with Lucraft Super, putting members first since 1978. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia, and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. That's right, I forgot my name for a minute. There you go. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Sir Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
All in attendance. Yes. Let the games begin. It's going to be a monster tonight. Coronavirus news, big guns, bombshells. Prince Charles got it. Is it running through the House of Windsor? Oh, I hope so. We will get to the bottom of that.
Don't say that. We'll also have, of course, the Apocalypse Watch, as we said, and we're amazing that it is connected to probably, which was going to be the wedding of the year. Bindi Irwin has got married before midnight so that she could have more than five people at her wedding.
Wow.
This is incredible news.
She's cheated the system. She's short-sheeted it. I'm not happy.
She hasn't cheated. She's got in there. She's slipped in undercover and married her best friend Chandler, as she calls him. I'll have all the info on that and updates on
that. I've got a really bad feeling about that marriage.
No, don't you say that. They're a lovely young couple. They're a beautiful family.
How many people can you have to your divorce? Hey, as well as that, we have other big news. Women power is up and about. The girls of Australia have spoken, and the Prime Minister has recanted his opposition to his hairdressing restrictions. Wow, that didn't last long at all.
It didn't.
He got told when he got home. Make no mistake.
Tell him to go and speak to his wife, Jenny. Yeah. 30 minutes, the Prime Minister suggested, for was enough for women to go to the hairdresser. Michaela Cash might chat to us because I think she might have been influential behind the scenes. We want to find out from her.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Yes. All right. Yeah, she might have had a stern word. I don't think she has any other kind. Hey, we might speak to Greg Barnes. Greg Barnes, of course, who has represented Julian Assange over the years, failed in his bid, his bail application yesterday. We'll get to the bottom of that, the implications of it, and what it means for Julian Assange.
Russell Howcroft's coming in. Now, this is a really interesting time in advertising, which I'll talk about in a minute, something I received in my texting. But we want to find out which leaders are communicating the most effectively, and we'll look at the world leaders on that basis.
And have
is there a
campaign that they should be using, some kind of scare campaign?
I've got so many questions that we want
to
run.
The dark arts of advertising.
Wild. Yeah, cool. That's true.
Oh, we've got Gone Wild.
We have indeed. Some dramatic news that will affect me and my mountain gorillas. But also we're going to talk with Dr. Chris Brown, who's recovering after a very dramatic accident.
This is the saddest injury.
It's not sad.
I wouldn't have even reported it if I was here.
This is ridiculous.
This will go on his permanent record. Big outdoorsy.
We've got the song whisperer, of course.
Taken down.
He's all right. Come on. He'll be fine. I hope you'll be all right. I hope you'll be brave enough to talk to him.
Hey, we're going to call one of our showbiz friends. We do this from time to time just to make sure they're okay.
We'll check in.
Yeah. They're in a
gentleman today.
Seniors.
We're going to ring one of our male friends.
We talked with Denise Scott the other day. We checked in with Denise and she's going, all right,
Glenn
we've got
Robbins,
a special friend. Yeah.
Well, so there we go. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's get to
I'm exhausted already.
It feels like we've done a show.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
How about you?
I'm still coming down. I did a show last night. I did the front bar. And
it was a great show. It's a very funny show.
Well, thank you. It's a bit weird. There's no one there. It's all a bit
But that's okay because you get laughs.
But you know what I loved?
What?
I just went over and stood at the bar.
Felt good.
And poured myself drinks. It's the closest thing I've come to a pub.
Yeah, of course.
Because you can't go near them.
Yeah,
you can't
get in.
Do you know what I've taken to doing?
What?
Just wandering around my suburb and peering in through the window. At all
that's
my favourite empty
that's
pubs.
That's what you do all the time anyway, Mick. What's changed?
And imagining. Anyway, it's a sad world we live in.
Well, it was last night too. You copped it last night. You copped
Let's not.
No, it's not your strong suit music, is it? But you got yourself into a little bit of a pickle. Can we just play a little clip?
Yeah, have a listen.
Clarko. going about the business.
This is for Sean Burgoyne, obviously.
For Sean Burgoyne. Oh, look at the new coach of Hawthorn. It's Ed Sheehan.
Who's Ed Sheehan?
Who's Ed Sheehan? Ed Sheehan?
Ed Sheeran.
Mike Sheehan. Ed
Sheeran? Sorry, I don't listen to Nova. Who's Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran is, unlike Triple M, he's a living artist.
All right, the gloves were off, as you can see.
Oh, yeah, Sheehan, sure
I was thinking
were.
Of Mike Sheehan.
Right.
Who's
not a singer, a worldwide singer and a billionaire and sold millions of records.
Doesn't play guitar enough.
He's my favourite little ringer, Ed Sheeran.
He is. We've been to a concert together. Ed Sheeran.
We did go to an Ed Sheeran concert together.
We did go, I remember.
That's right.
Hey, I want to know something else. What? Have you got your special coronavirus Oz government message text? I got mine yesterday at 10:42. Did you get yours, Dave?
Yeah, at 10:11 yesterday.
I think Jay got one. Whitney's saying she didn't get one. That seems odd. No?
I don't think I got one.
What do you mean? You would. You would have.
Let's check your
list. You know what that means nothing to you.
What format was it on?
Text. Text message.
Okay, Dave, take that tone out of your voice.
This is no use, Dave, because Mick, how many messages have you got unopened?
You're hopeless.
So on my emails, I'm really proud of this. On my emails unopened, I've just get the fireworks ready, Dave.
Oh,
you got it?
Yeah, you
come
ready?
On, get it out. This is a very big announcement. Just passed on my email account 8,000 unopened emails.
They might be incredibly important. This makes a lot of sense to me now. Why are you not opening your? This is why you don't know what's going on.
Why repeat that number again? How many was that?
8,000.
8,047 I'm on unopened emails. Can
now
anyone beat
it all
that?
Makes sense.
Give us a call. Send us a text or send us a screenshot. You can beat 8,000.
And what about, so the government hasn't even sent you a text. Wait, how many unopened texts have you got?
I don't know. Tell the government to send me a dick pic. I always seem to somehow... that gets my attention. You know what I mean?
This is very bad. Hey, look,
what does it say? What does it say?
It just says, it's a government text that says...
Yep, to stop the spread, stay 1.5 metres from others, follow the rules on social gatherings, wash hands, stay home if sick, Ausgov.
Okay. Oh, gee, they're first with the news, aren't they? Oh, thanks for that. Had no idea.
We want to hear from you, Australia. We're on for a couple of hours.
Yes.
We're here to listen to you. 133353. Give us a call about anything that's going on. Connected. How are you coping with your coronavirus world?
Thanks to Luca of Super.
8,000 unopened emails. Mickey!
Thanks to Luca of Super.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is not the world.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Bang! We're straight into it. Before we do, though, I've been taken to task here by some of our callers who claim they have more unopened emails than me. I'm just so proud that I've clocked over 8,000.
I didn't think it was possible, but it is, Mick. This is unbelievable.
Mark's on the line. Mark, how many you got?
G'day. My wife, 18 months ago, I deleted 10,500.
And how long did that take?
I got no idea. I lost track of it. Also, I deleted her whole account, like everything had cleaned right out. And I checked it last week and she's back up over 6,000 again.
Good on her. Marry that woman. Thank you. Just checking with Daryl. Daryl, what have you got there, buddy? How many have you got unopened?
I have 18,600 at the moment.
Oh, well
done. Why? Why did you get so many unopened?
It's all spam and enhancement products, and it's like, I'm not opening that.
and you know what? It's never good news, is it? I just look at it and go, you've got new messages, and I go, who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. But the emails might be from me, Mick, and you're not opening them.
Again, who cares? I just say... Spam's a bit rough, is it? It's like,
but it goes to junk.
You know, you can get me
sometimes.
Whenever you need to. You just send up the smoke signals. Mm. Lucas, how many you got?
Good afternoon, guys. I've actually got 25,052 today.
Okay,
but Lucas,
all right.
That doesn't. What's going on? Why?
Oh, look, I'm a plumber by trade, so I generally know the important ones and which aren't, and I just look at it and think, I'm not going to go through them. If I had a slab and brick lane, perhaps, I'd probably might have a chance.
You're a slab, there you go, Lucas. Brick lane, lager
now,
for you.
Clear your emails, you goose.
I will.
Matt's on the line. Quick, Matt, can you beat 26,000?
Yeah, nearly double. I've got 52,980. I don't even know, guys.
I'd like to hire you as my personal assistant. I think we could work well together. Let's
Doesn't
see if anyone can
you
top
uptight?
That.
Anyone else? Okay, hello, Shane.
Let's see. Shane, I think, can beat that. Shane.
What?
Shane. What is
it? Yeah, I've got 19,811.
92,811. Yep. Good Lord. You are just,
Shane, you
even
are,
by my standards, you are lazy.
What do you do, Shane? Yeah. What do you do?
I don't bother opening them.
What's your job?
I'm a tyre fitter.
So obviously in the tyre game, you just couldn't be stuck.
Too much spare time on my hands.
All right, thanks for your calls. Well done, Australia. Yeah. Makes me proud to think that our listeners are as irresponsible and as lazy as I am.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, time now to get into, though, a club at COVID-19.
Club COVID-19, Club COVID-19.
South Royal Edition, obviously. I should have pointed that out.
It's a Royal Edition.
Yeah. Once again,
really
everyone, maybe just stay at least 1.5 metres from Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
His behaviour is bizarre. His jingles are getting worse. What was the one from yesterday?
Club COVID! Club COVID! Club COVID!
And he has been cha-charring around the building.
Yeah.
And what was the original?
COVID-19! Oh, COVID-19!
But today's, of course, is...
Have a lie down, wash your hands, right. Stay in your room.
This is the royal version.
What's the news, Jane?
The Prince of Wales has tested positive for coronavirus.
Welcome to the club, our latest inductee of those testing positive to corona.
Anytime
virus.
I see an announcement from Clarence House, I always think someone's dead. Because that's when the Queen Mother died. Clarence House would like to sadly announce the passing of the Queen Mother. Prince Charles
tell you
is
what,
71. Is he only 71?
71. Yeah. And I tell you what, you want to stay away from his dad, Prince Philip. If he got a whiff of this, he's gone. That bloke, you can blow him over as it is, he would be cooked. He would be cooked with just one bit of it. Is he the second royal? So it's the second royal. So
it is, but also, Camilla, his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, was tested negative for coronavirus, but positive for equine flu.
No, come on.
Okay. Thank you.
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, I'll have a go. Can I have a go?
Yeah.
You know why I think he got it? Because he's been hanging around way too closely to a big bat. Like a bat suit. Like Camilla, kissing a bat.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Come on, Australia.
It's true. That's terrible. All right,
Prince Albert. So Prince Albert was the first?
Yes, but Prince I think Albert. You know how he got it. There's a picture of Prince Charles sitting opposite Prince Albert in a meeting. Now they both have coronavirus.
Do you reckon Prince Albert has a Prince Albert? Do you reckon?
I do. I don't trust Prince Albert. Oh, Prince Albert, he's nasty.
If you've got to be a prince, though, that's a pretty cool thing to be named after.
He is, seriously.
Prince Albert.
Yeah. He's a bit sus, that one. Well, they're both apparent. Of course, you know when they say someone famous got it, oh, but they feel all right? Give me a break.
Well, let's have a go at the Prince.
I bet they don't.
Let's have a go at the Prince Charles timeline. They've gone backwards to find out who may be infected. Listen out for mentions of the Queen.
The Prince has met hundreds of people over recent weeks. On the 6th of March in Newquay, he was still shaking hands quite freely. On the 9th of March, he was at Westminster Abbey with the Queen. Handshaking was out. Charles adopted the Indian Namaste greeting instead. But on the 11th of March, he was evidently having difficulty remembering the no handshaking rule. On the 12th of March, the Prince was at Buckingham Palace for an investiture. He also briefly met the Queen.
No way. The queen is cooked.
Oh, no.
If you are going to self-isolate.
Yes.
If you're going to self-isolate, at least do it at Buckingham Palace.
That's shocking. Yeah. Also, so you know what this means, Mick? This could mean if Prince Charles gets knocked off, if he gives it to the queen, and, you know, William might also get it, your mate, little Puddin, Prince George, might be the King of England.
That evil little fatso. that evil little fatso with the pumpkin head.
He's
the mastermind. If you shave his head,
the whole thing.
shave his head, it's got a 666 on the back. I'm telling you. The closest thing to the Hitler Youth we have. It's the Aryan supremacy. He's got it in his blood.
He is back.
He'll be goose-stepping out the front of
That's shocking news. There you go. Anyway, we hope Prince Charles recovers soon.
Right. Seriously, he's one to watch.
All right. Well, that's the Club COVID British edition. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour, Russell Howcroft's going to join us, Dr. Chris Brown as well, and we're going to check in with one of our sort of senior citizen friends of the show too. That's coming up a little later.
Okay, now our PM got himself in a lot of hot water yesterday when he took on the women of this country. Firstly, by suggesting that weddings should only be limited to five people.
Oh, look,
what the hell?
He is not thinking about women of the world, of Australia. This is outrageous.
Well, this was the first of many points that angered the women folk of this great land yesterday. But let's start with the wedding. Five people to a wedding, yet 10 to a funeral. This is
10 to
the
bride's
day.
Camp.
10 to boot camp and 5 to a wedding, which includes the bride and the groom. And
the whoever's doing the marrying them.
Drunk uncle. And someone with a ring. And that's pretty much it. And naturally enough, women don't like it, not happy about it. And some are even shrewd enough to cook the books or beat the system. Jane, who are we talking about?
Well, one of the most famous weddings, I think, of the year took place yesterday on the Gold Coast, and that on the Sunshine Coast, that is Bindi Irwin and Chandler Powell. Congratulations. Well, they got married at Australia Zoo. What a beautiful couple. We're so thrilled.
And why did they do it last night?
Because at midnight, they would not have been able to have more than five people at their wedding. And in fact, they had planned it for a year. I'd been watching Bindi as she was saying, help me pick my flowers. And this is what we're going to do. This is the cake we're going to eat. They had quite a few more guests than five, but they had to cancel all their plans, which so many people have had to do. But this is, it's beautiful pictures they've put out.
Look, lovely. She could have. Okay, five people. How many wombats? how many wombats?
How many crocs?
Can you have? How many wallabies? Okay, you can have three wombats, two wallabies, and a platypus, and that's it.
Don't worry, that is what she would have had. And she would have had a big, she had a big croc as well, because they have this big, I can imagine where it was going to be, and they would have had a lot of celebrity friends as well going. There's Jimmy Fallon's one of their friends. And
do you think she's going to have a baby?
She'll have a baby,
Do you think she'll dangle it into the jaws of a crocodile?
I'm sure she will, I'm sure. And she's posted a beautiful picture of them having a bit of a smooch, and that's very exciting.
It's not going to last.
You say that. How's this?
She's got a bad feeling about it. Doesn't feel right.
Look, I'm going
to
cry in a minute. Listen to this. Her beautiful brother, Robert Irwin, walked her down the aisle in place of her late father, Steve Irwin.
Sweet.
Oh my God,
Jane Kennedy, what is wrong with you?
They lit a candle in her father's memory.
That is sweet.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
It wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow.
Listen, bring that filth to the Bindi, beautiful Bindi and Chandler wedding. Everyone wins, she said. Love wins. Love wins.
Can I say the bride looked awesome in khaki?
She probably had a khaki garter. That's what I...
Good luck to you, Bindi Irwin, and good luck to you on your second and third marriages. I'm sure they'll be prosperous. Now,
that's very happy
He got himself into more trouble, the PM, when he turned his attention to women's grooming, as if they weren't riled up about the wedding. He's had a bad day at the office, and he's riled the women up, and he's had to recant. And this is this is women power. Never mess with the girls of Australia.
He stupidly made a decision by himself. Yeah. He's picked a random number out of thin air of what he reckons it should take for a woman to go to the hairdresser.
Well, which would seem like more than enough, wouldn't it?
30 minutes. You goose.
But have a listen. This is a new story in this country, as opposed to every other country, which is being ravaged by the coronavirus. But this is the one that was too much for the Australian population, especially women, to
take.
The
Prime Minister met with the National Cabinet last night, and amongst the details they discussed, the industry was not happy about the restriction that you could only spend 30 minutes maximum in the hairdressing chair. So Scott Morrison has issued a statement this morning saying that restriction has now been scrapped.
It's so official. Right. It's literally on the official Prime Minister's headlines.
Yeah. Brazilian's back, baby!
It is. Now, I don't think what he's letting women spend more than 30, but I just don't know if he really has come up with that idea himself.
Where's the pressure come from?
I've got to say, and she was trending, Michaela Cash. I mentioned this yesterday. I said she's got to be behind it. She's literally trending on Twitter right now.
She needs a long weekend to go to the hairdresser.
Well, she might need a little more time, and maybe she was able to. Look, I'm not sure, but we know that she gets very passionate about things,
well, she
doesn't
does.
She, Mick?
And she gets her way. Yeah. Remember, she wanted Scotty
she does
Cam
get her way.
As a special executive for
that's
tradies
right.
For the government.
Yes, that's she right. Let's have a listen.
Scott Cam is Australia's most well-known tradie. That is what the government was looking for. They wanted someone that Australians could relate to. Scott, you've worked with governments across the board, haven't you, for many, many years now. Why have governments chosen to work with you? Because of what you represent. You are a draw card.
You are a draw card. Yeah. All right. Well, she gets what she wants. I have a feeling they're all tin head. If you touch it, tap it. It's like a tin sound. It's kind of, that's Michaela Cash being tapped on the head. Well, we've got her on the line now to see if this is true. She has a lot of pull in Parliament, and she's clearly picked up the phone and said to the PM, back down. She's on the line. Michaela, is that right?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mike.
It's Michael.
I did hear your little joke before. It wasn't very funny.
About what? Your tin head?
Yes. Look, I know that my hair, my crown and glory.
Yes.
It is pretty stiff, and it's stiff. The way I like everything.
Just tap yourself on the hair again. Just tap yourself on the hair.
All right. We see a woman likes to feel secure.
Secure.
That's how
right.
I like to feel. Okay. I'm confident in myself. I'm a very confident person, and these are testing times indeed for all Australians.
All right. Now, Michaela, you went to obviously straight to the head honcho, and what do you say? Did you put your finger in his chest and say...
No, I said, now, my mate Scotty Morrison, Scotty unfortunately did not consult me before he's gone out on a limb and assumed that it takes a woman... less than 30 minutes to attend to a hair dresser, which is a trade, and as the Minister for Employment,
it's a very
important trade, because all tradies are important in Australia, Mike.
All right, we know the tradies are important. Can I ask, do you personally need planning permission from the council when you go to get your hair done?
It's very funny, very funny. I want to make it abundantly clear that 30 minutes is insufficient to wash, blow dry and style a woman's hair. And I've been known to rip through a large can of Richard Hudnut or a L'Oreal Elnett in one sitting alone. You've got
what's your go-to? What's your go-to hair
well,
product?
Well, I have an array. I have, you know, people collect things. I collect hairspray. I have an array. I've got your Richard Hudnuts. I've got your L'Oreal Elnetts, your Schwarzkopf, your Seidel Extra Firm, and your Tarte.
Well, that sounds
that's
good.
That's in ascending order.
What about a hair in a can? Well, that's for men, really, isn't it?
Well, that's for men. I mean, I've got a very, very healthy head of hair. But what I was able to convince Scott Morrison, our PM, the importance of amending such an important time in our history... When we have coronavirus, the most important thing that the Prime Minister needed to put out today on official letterhead was the fact that women around Australia can now go to the
for longer than
30 minutes.
Settle down. And just before you go, can I ask, what about in the downstairs department? Does this clear the way for the Brazilian landing strip?
That's the kind of left-wing dribble that I would expect from you.
Thank you for your time. Michaela or Michaelia? What is it?
Oh, she's gone. She had enough of you.
Off to the hairdressers.
She is too.
Wow, I feel like I've just been told off.
I think you have too. You've been told.
I can see why he changed his mind, right?
Yeah, that's it.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can hear us on your smart speaker. Perhaps you're working from home. It's part of the social distancing. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Yep, get in contact with us any way you like on the phone, 133353. Jane, you just missed Michaelia Cash.
Oh, that was lucky to get her. I see that she's trending. She's
stern.
How was she?
She's like Australia's own Iron Lady.
She is.
Gosh, she's able to turn around Scott Morrison, so she must have some pull.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way she talks to me.
Yeah.
Really? Is she a bit bossy?
A bit horny. A bit bossy, yeah. Oof.
Wow, I've never expected.
Yes.
Really? I can't imagine.
Hey, get into it. Paul's on the line. 133353. We love connecting with you anywhere around the big brown land. We felt so connected this week. It's radio's a great medium for this. We can all pull together, share each other's stories. Paul's on the line. Paul, what's going on in your world, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Mickey. G'day, Jane. G'day.
Hey.
G'day. I've just been down to take care of my adopted grandmothers in the retirement village where my mum is, and I did a shopping list because they've all given it to me. How's this for
good.
It?
Good
top of the list, 6 bottles of brandy and 12 bottles of dry.
And the brandy
3 packets
and
of Tim Tams. Yeah.
Oh, 3 packets of Tim Tams.
Well, what more could you want? That's all I want to end up doing, being in a home with some Tim Tams and a brandy and dry.
Sounds,
thanks
sounds
very
like
much.
The girls are planning something big. I might rock up.
Don't do that, mate. Don't do that, mate. You've got to put a mask on for that, but that's another kinky thing.
Are they in good spirits, mate? I mean, when you go, as you said, I'm surprised you'd go down there, but how is their mood and morale?
Their morale is good because they know that, you know, I'll come down and get whatever is needed for them and the rest of it. And if it gets to the point where, you know, I have to drop it off at the door and run away, I will do it. I've got FaceTime for them all.
Awesome.
The joys of having adopted people. Just to remember, Paul, don't forget those in the world that have done well for us.
Yeah. Well
lovely.
Done,
absolutely.
Paul. That's the spirit. Okay, case of Brick Lane coming your way. If you can give it to the grannies if you want.
I'll give it to the grannies for sure. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mick. You know, hey, you better come down and have one with them.
I will. Don't you worry about that. I'll cheer them up. Well done, Paul. That's
Thank you, Paul.
Like to hear. Gail, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
This is interesting, Gail. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just really annoyed that hairdressers are still open and yet Breastscreen Victoria has cancelled all mammograms.
Oh, yeah, mammograms.
So how does that work? I don't understand. Yeah, so why? What's their reasoning for...
Well, you have to get very... When you have a mammogram, you've got to be very close.
No, Jane,
that's
I'm serious.
That's not so funny. I'm sure you have, yes.
No,
men should.
I did. We were doing a fundraiser for Breast Cancer Victoria, I'm pretty sure it was, and me and a couple of comedians went down and actually got full mammograms to go through the procedure. It's not a load of fun, to be honest, even
not,
on a good day.
I think we're aware that men can get breast cancer as well, so we don't want to be silly about it, but it is a very, Gail, having had them before yourself, you know that it's... very one-on-one situation and a very physical where your body has to be touched by the attendant there.
Yep, I know that. But, you know, I've got a friend who has had breast cancer and she's had, I mean, I don't care about my appointment, that's fine, but she's had her appointment cancelled as well. Now, she needs to go back and be checked, but...
Look, they may make exceptions, Gail, and I would suggest to call the hospital, call a nearby hospital instead of one of the breast screening small operations, because if that's, there's a precedent there that should be checked out.
Well, if there's a chance by trying to save lives, you're actually endangering lives. I think
I think that's
that
a very, very good point. Thanks, Gail, for that call. Should we go to
Chris? Maybe someone could contact us and tell us how Gail
help us
or
out
a
there.
Friend can
so
get around that
blind.
Particular snapper. Yep.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you going? Love the show.
Thank you.
What's worrying you in your world?
Our motorsport in Australia, basically, I know you've had Davey Reynolds on the show. He's a good friend of yours. But Speedway in Australia, drag racing, Group 1 drag racing, Sydney Dragways had to close the gates as of yesterday because you're not allowed to have crowd and so on like that. Without the crowds, we don't make any money. So, and you can't have races going there and with no crew to prep the cars and so on like that. So
and, we've and let's be honest, Chris. Let's be honest. Drag racing without crowds is just hooning.
Well, that's right, Mickey. I mean, we need the crowds there because sponsorships. You know, as you know, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars of sponsorship up at stakes, and if nobody's on the hill watching anything, well, nobody wants to put their name on the side of the car because there's no advertising. So,
Welcome to the world of sport right now. Mm. There is no way any sport, and we've tried it. You know, we've tried it with the NRL. We've tried it with the AFL. It's not the same without the crowds. No. It just doesn't quite fit the bill. And I can't imagine a couple of blokes drag racing without anyone watching. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep. It's very unfortunate for your sport there, Chris. Sorry,
yeah, Chris. It is. But hopefully we'll pick it all back up again once all this thing's over
it's
and
got
done.
It's got to end.
Yeah. It will end, yeah.
Do you ever do a celebrity drag race? Do you do celebrity drag races? I'd like to put my hand up.
Hey, Mickey, mate, my boss owns one of the biggest top fuel drag racing teams in Australia. So if you ever want to come out to Eastern Creek, mate, I've told Becco, Chris, 1,001 times to come out. We're based at Huntingwood, Mickey, so I'd love to have you come out, mate. We'd sit you in the car. We could maybe fire her up. 10,000 horsepower, Mickey. You sure you're up for it?
I'm up for it. Can I have a dog in the back with his head out the window?
Maybe. You might be able to sit on your lap, Mickey, but he might get a little bit. Cheers, Mickey.
Good on you,
Thanks, Chris. Good on you. Hey, when we get back, we're going to speak to Greg Barnes, who's acted on behalf of Julian Assange, and we're going to get the latest, the details, and the fallout from his failed bail application after this.
Drive home. That's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Russell Howcroft, he's going to join us in the second hour. Dr. Chris Brown will be on the show as well. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been denied bail by a London court. Lawyers for the 48-year-old, who is fighting extradition from Britain to the US, argued he should be released from prison because of the coronavirus outbreak.
And we have his Australian advisor to Julian Assange on the line now. It's Greg Barnes. How are you, Greg?
Good, Mick. Good, Jane.
So didn't get the result you want. Were you hopeful or were you suggesting this was probably going to be the outcome for his bail application?
Well, look, I think that the view was that this would might be the outcome at this point. No doubt our London colleagues will appeal the decision. Look, the reality is that he does face a grave risk of serious harm or death within the British prison system. COVID-19 is a real problem in the UK. We've seen a number of prisoners released because of it. Julian's health has suffered over a number of years, and so he's in that higher risk group of people within the prison system who, if not released, do face, as I say, that higher risk.
We saw him when he was removed from the embassy in Ecuador, and I think anyone who saw him felt for him and his state of health physically. Mentally, he's in the wars as well. We discussed this last time, didn't we?
Well, we did, guys. We did discuss it. And look, there's no doubt that he's had some difficulties, as one would expect, over a pretty hard journey over the past 7 or 8 years. But this bail application is important because whilst he's regarded as a flight risk, we need to remember that what he did in the last occasion was actually walk into an embassy and seek asylum, which people are entitled to do. Of course, bail can be structured now in a way where people have electronic bracelets, monitoring, home detention, all sorts of criteria can be used and are being used, I should say, in the current COVID-19 crisis.
Greg, just in the application that was made to the Westminster Magistrates Court, what was the situation like? Because courts are closing down all around the world. How different was it to any other normal application in the world of coronavirus?
I think some of the counsel appeared by telephone or on video link. Edward Fitzgerald, one of his barristers, appeared with a face mask, and there were only about 25 people in the court, so it was very, very different as it is for those of us practising in courts around Australia at the moment. So it was a very different atmosphere from the atmosphere in that first week of his extradition hearing.
And no approaching the bench, I'm guessing.
Approaching the bench. In fact, I walked into a courtroom today. I walked into a courtroom today in Hobart, and they're big red marked squares where you've got to stand. It's all very well organised.
I'll bear that in mind for my next appearance. Now, can I ask you this? So he's scheduled, the extradition hearing scheduled for the 18th of May. Will this go ahead in time, or is Is the court system kind of shutting down, or is this still the expected route?
Yeah, I think there's, and that was one of the issues raised yesterday, that two issues raised. A number of staff at the prison had contracted COVID-19, and two, that there may be delay in the extradition proceedings that I was actually going to go over for in May, but looks like it won't be happening now. So that's another issue.
Greg, do you know his reaction and how when he found out that the news from yesterday?
Oh, look, I think I just spoke to his dad briefly and communicated with his dad, and I think there might have been some expectation that they might lose it at this point, but we'll take it to a higher court and have a go there. I think Julian is used to the roller coaster ride that is the justice system, and he'll keep fighting, and his father and mother will too.
Given the circumstances, to me, it seems crazy to have elderly or unwell, non-violent people incarcerated. They should be bailed. Look, thanks for your time, Greg. We're going to follow this up, and we're asking everyone, to all our listeners around the country, to keep eye on this. As I said, there's an extradition hearing scheduled for the 18th of May, and that it could be a great disservice to one of our citizens. Thanks for calling in, Greg. We really appreciate
it. Stay in your red square.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I will. Thanks, Mick.
Bye. All right, mate.
Greg Barnes joining us there from Hobart. Hey, go, the Song Whisperer is not far away. We've got this $1,000 voucher thanks to Flight Centre to give away. So be ready to call 1-333-353. Yeah.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Listen at home, at work, on your smart speaker. We've got Gone Wild. Dr. Chris Brown is going to join us soon. Russell Howcroft as well. We're going to check in with a friend of the show as we're looking after the seniors through this tough time as well. Kennedy Molloy.
Time for the Song Whisperer.
Let's do it. Here he is.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Okay, and we've already got a call. Tanya, you've rung in.
You know what it is?
What's the song? Tanya?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Sorry, I'm on the bus,
what's your guess?
I'm ringing a little bit late. I'm ringing for yesterday because I'm listening to the podcast.
Oh, Tanya.
We're on live now.
Was it Dancing with Myself?
It was.
Yesterday? Yes. Oh, you would have won.
Great. Give me
$1,000. Tanya, would you like to have a crack at today's?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. Hold on the line. Yeah, we'll get the Song Whisperer right now to give you the synopsis. You hang on the line, you get the first crack at it, and if you get it, it's yours. All right. Song Whisperer, go. Synopsis, please.
This is a passive-aggressive coming-of-age story that features a young American man of privilege and how difficult he thinks it is for him to carry such a burden. He is both envious and spiteful of the popular bands who entertain his peers. He name-checks several that he deems less talented than himself, and yet the only thing he can contribute is a loud outburst of profanity.
Oh, really?
What's that?
Okay. I'm not going to say anything because I'll give it away. Any clues? What? I don't want to give any
clues. What do you reckon, Tanya?
I'm feeling Eminem.
Oh, which one?
Ooh.
Oh, jeez. Eminem, yes, here we go.
Really? That's really cool.
Not lose yourself. No. Oh,
come on.
No.
Bit of Eminem, you think it might have been.
8 miles.
No. What's the Superman one? Super. No.
Well, you've got to give us the answer.
No, I've lost it. It's left me.
I think you've lost it, Tanya. Seriously.
Tanya.
Oh, look, I've just finished work. I'm at the coal face dealing with the virus.
Have you got your mask on?
What's your job, Tanya?
Yeah.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, you're
hooray
in
for you, Tanya.
Bricklaying coming your way.
Coming out from work.
And look, people aren't loving the nurses at the moment.
Well, that's rubbish. What are they doing?
People are abusing us in our uniforms.
Oh, for God's sakes.
For being diseased and walking in public. Can you believe it? I'm just flabbergasted.
Wow. Okay. You know what? There's always going to be that element of dickhead in our society.
But most of us are good, and we all appreciate you. Don't worry.
I assure you, that is not how the bulk of Australians feel about you and health workers right now. You're heroes and you're frontline troops, and we thank you.
In the street, we have to wear civvies and change into our uniform when we get to work.
Right.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I can't stand hearing that.
Yes, I just might wear my uniform with a false moustache.
There you go.
All right, Tanya. Can we give Tanya a prize of some description?
Well, a case of Brick Lane, we'll organise a Kennedy Molloy prize pack as well. Just a combo.
It doesn't feel like enough, Tanya, but thank you. Thank you for your work.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Talking to you. Take care.
Good on you. You too.
All right. Well, by the way, Song Whisperer, if you do know what it is, 133353, and it's $1,000 to spend at Flight Centre too, so you can holiday here this year.
Great prize.
Yeah.
Jay never said no to, by the way, to Eminem.
It's not Eminem.
Well, you could have saved us a lot of trouble.
Not really. Wasn't that great? See, well, isn't that funny? We suspected that Tanya was probably a nurse because she's coming home from work. There's not a lot of people who are out there working.
No.
She's coming home from work. She's listening to us on the podcast.
Hey, who's abusing a nurse?
Yeah, stop it.
Or a doctor or someone
understand.
If you do it at a supermarket as well, Bunnings, they're copying it.
Yeah, pull your head in.
People.
Yeah. Pull your head
God
in, everybody.
Sakes.
Come on. That's not the spirit.
All right. Coming up next, the Song Whisperer, take your calls, and Russell Howcroft.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a cracker, make no mistake about it. Russell Howcroft, advertising guru, will be on the line to answer our questions. What's happening with the advertising industry? I think it's down. Businesses
Do we need a fear campaign? What's going to happen to make people stay home?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, you know, we should play him the Channel 9 one too. We should go play him the clip that Channel 9 are doing an advertising campaign. We should ask him what
they have.
It's very interesting.
It's a moving piece.
It's very moving. Hey, we've
God
got
love.
To, yes.
And up and running, so many good animal stories.
Yep, coronavirus animal-related stories as well. And we might catch up with Dr. Chris Brown, who I've been so concerned about his well-being. He was in an accident, so we've got to find out all
sad
about
watching
that.
Him behave like this.
And we're going to check in with one of our lovely, more senior friends of ours.
Got to check in on this.
Check they're okay.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, and we'll get to Russell shortly. Yeah. In the meantime, though, I just wanted to do a shout-out. We don't do this often, but I've been contacted by Simon Hogan, 1969. Hey, Mick, can you give a shout-out to our small town in South Australia, Tarlee? Our pub's shut because of the virus. Hopefully not too long. Friday nights won't be the same. Cheers. Simon. Aww. You know what?
That's
read
how
that for
feel,
your town.
Yeah.
All over the place. We're all sad.
Yeah, shout-out to you all.
This is what's amazing, and this is the difference between the organisational power of men v. women. Pub shut, we just cop it. 30-minute hairdressing, cop, no
we're
way.
We're not going to take
it. We are not going to take that. By the way, and I put myself in that camp too, because as someone who sat for 2 hours the other day to get their hair dyed, I understand what it's like, ladies. I'm kind of sympathetic. I'm in your camp, and I'm prepared to lobby the PM on our behalf.
Thank you. You're a trooper, soon. Mickey.
Yeah,
thank
what
you
a guy.
For that.
Indeed. You've got some good news. I've got some good news here. Yeah. Where did it go? This is from Pornhub. Congratulations, Pornhub, who have
what
just
have they done?
They've announced that their premium range of clips, which is normally paid for, will be free for the next 4 weeks.
Oh.
Yes.
As a mother of four teenage boys, that does not thrill me, I have to say.
Well, as a mother of four teenage boys, that's going to save you about $100 a day, I reckon, to
my
be honest.
God.
How good is that?
That's amazing.
That's very generous of them. Gosh, they're always thinking, aren't they? Hey, what I wanted to add is this is not such great news, but the Channel 9 show, the juggernaut that is The Block, has been another victim to the coronavirus pandemic. It has shut down production.
Oh,
and that's
a
big one. Yeah, they've had to.
Scotty Cam got it? Is Scotty Cam a super carrier?
He's not a super carrier at this stage. They don't know how long it's going to be shut down for. It's a guess. It's out of their hands. But they're well on
he
their way.
He should build himself
doing
something to isolate himself in.
That's true.
Yes, that's,
that's true. Like a man shed.
Well, so what happened?
So
the block
shed
shut down. Mm. There was another one that was shut down. Well, Big Brother was shut
down. That's true. I think they're still building. The building work is still going on, but the television production side has to grind to a halt. So,
what other shows have been touched by this?
Well, Neighbours, and yeah. In fact, in Neighbours news, they're only going to play two episodes a week now. Oh, stop it. 35 years, congratulations.
Yeah. Did Toadie get it?
No. Hey, I'll tell you what, Toadie nearly died, and congratulations to Rob Mills, who was evil as all
good
hell.
Good villain, wasn't he?
Put in a great performance. Yeah, got that one in. give that guy the Logie. Give him the gold Logie. He deserves it. What else is up?
Dancing with the Stars as well.
That's been the Corona Toadie virus. It's a rare strain.
I'm telling you,
Toadie
nearly drowned. He had to swim miles.
He's a toadfish.
He is a toadfish. So, I think, you know, Rebecca Gibney's show, they were doing Back to the Rafters. They had to stop production on that.
No good.
Five Bedrooms has stopped production. That's another one. Wentworth has shut down production as well. These are all from memory. It's a terrible thing for the industry. People are just going to be hanging around.
No industry remains untouched. Across the board. It doesn't discriminate. It can't be bargained with. It doesn't understand politics. It is just across the board causing carnage. It in is. All our lives, we all agree we've
we
never
need
seen
something it. Uplifting now. What's we got the song whisperer?
We do. Here he is.
Jay, the song whisperer.
This will be good. Synopsis, please.
This is a passive-aggressive coming-of-age story that features a young American man of privilege and how difficult he thinks it is for him to carry such a burden. He is both envious and spiteful of the popular bands who entertain his peers. He name-checks several that he deems less talented than himself, and yet the only thing he can contribute is a loud outburst of profanity.
Hey, it doesn't sound like a happy
camper. He sounds up himself. He sounds really a bit arrogant, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's a little nasty pastor. Yeah. That's kind of how he rolls.
Are we going to go to the callers now, Mickey, or we come back to them? What do you want to do?
Let's do it. Let's get the show on the road.
Let's go to Rowan. G'day, Rowan.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Okay, now, what's your guess?
I'm thinking Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Very good.
Bad.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Not Good Charlotte.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not. Keep moving.
Good idea. Let's go to Glenn. G'day, Glenn.
Hi, guys. How are you? How are Mick? Hi, Jane.
Hey, Glenn, what do you think the Song Whisperer's song is?
I really think it's Alice Cooper, Poison.
Hang on, let me
Could
just look at the clue
Whisperer?
Again.
Nope, not Alice.
No,
no
it's not.
Not.
It's not.
There we go, Darcy.
That's our friend,
come
Alice
on,
Cooper.
Darcy, have a crack.
Hey, how you going? I think it's What About Me, Shannon Noll.
Oh. What about me? Shannon Noll version, too.
Very specific.
Let it go with the profanity.
It's difficult for him to carry such a burden. That's a clue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Whisperer.
Not Shannon Noll.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Just keep moving.
Well done, Darcy.
Kelly.
Okay. Hello, Kelly. What is it?
Hi. I'm not so confident now, but I was thinking Mr. Jones, Can't Crow.
Well, he's telling a story about Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones was a bit uppity.
You got buckles.
Not Counting Crows.
No.
Thanks anyway.
Come on, Cameron.
Cameron, have you got this?
Yeah, unlike Kelly, I'm fairly confident.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's Rocking the Suburbs by Ben Folds. I'm rocking the suburbs.
It's just like Michael Jackson did. Oh, there's a name drop.
There's someone's name.
Hang on a minute.
It's definitely Ben Folds. 100%.
It is Ben Folds.
Cameron. Cameron.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
You've got yourself $1,000 to spend courtesy of Flight Centre, so you can holiday here this year and you can check off your bucket list where you want to go. Go flightcentre.com.au.
Thank you, Flight Centre.
Fantastic. Good on you, Flight Centre, and keep batting away. We'll be back. We'll all get out the other side.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Yes, we love this time of the week, Gone Wild, and the best person, the best wildlife expert we know.
Mm.
It's not Mick Malloy. It's Dr. Chris Brown, but Chris, are you okay?
Oh, hey, now, Dr. Harry Cooper's pretty good. Don't just go canning it out.
Mm. You won't let me like anyone anymore, Mick. Come on.
How are you going, Doc? What's going on in your world?
Yeah.
I'm just a guy standing here asking for at least one of you to love me. and if it can't be you, Mickey.
I think we know who it's going to be. Chris, can you talk us through? Now, first of all, there was some very disturbing, as I understand, news that you decided to do You did gardening, is that correct?
It's shocking, isn't it? I mean, desperate times, self-isolation, yes. Distancing, all the rest of it. There comes a time in every man's life and woman's life where you look around the yard and you think, you know what? I could do that.
Yeah, that time is 70 to 80 years old.
It's very premature and serves you right. What happened?
Well, I thought the veterinary surgeon skills would transfer over to tree surgery and decided to prune a rather large cactus in my yard. And so I did that. And the only problem was that as I cut one of the stems, it sprayed its sap all over my face. And got some in the right eye, and it was all right for a few seconds. And then imagine the worst chili you've ever had in your eye.
You're joking.
It just started to burn more intensely. And then I got to the point where I basically could not even stand up. It was that bad. And then I called the Poisons Information Centre. And aside from them calling me an idiot, they said just go straight to the hospital. It can actually make you it can cause blindness.
This sap, Chris, I think people are getting a recipe to use against Mick, and it's going to be more powerful than mace, surely.
A lot of things that Mick does that can make him blind.
So you went to the hospital
absolutely. Working overtime.
Well, the thing is, hospitals don't have much on their plate at the moment, so I thought, I'll start their day for them. Yep. And they flushed out my eye for about an hour and then and gave me some ointment, but not before I scored a little corneal burn, an ulcer on the eye. So,
your little sweetheart, your little treasure. Did they give you a lollipop or something? Did they give you something to take away?
They patted me on the head and sent me home and said...
Chris, there's a lot of women wanting to know, are you walking around with an eye patch?
I am. If the jawline didn't do it before, get me a roll on Bold and the Beautiful.
I'm going to step in here and say... Your image is forever tarnished because when I think of you, I think of the jungle. You go, oh, no, Dr. Chris Brown's in the jungle. Hang on, he just got taken down by a plant in his back garden. He's weeping from the right eye. He's got an uncontrollable tick.
I can swing from a vine, but seemingly a cactus is a different continent, Mickey. As James can attest, your African plants are an entirely different bunch to your Australian and to your,
Very
American.
Dangerous. Right. Chris, are you happy to stay with us? Because we've got a few stories that we wanted to talk about, and one is based in Africa. I don't know if you know, but I recently went to Africa. But this is very serious. My mates, the mountain gorillas, are very, very likely susceptible to complications arising from COVID-19. Mm. So humans now, they've stopped and closed all the parks for the humans to go in and observe them.
I mean, it's just left up to us to ask you how the experience is, because no one else will be able to do it.
I'll have to be the world expert, won't I? Which only seems correct, but it is true.
It is true. I mean, as you can attest, that they have 98% of DNA shared with us. So the thinking is that the virus, if it infects us, is a very good chance of being able to get into their system. So given the fact their numbers are down to such critical population figures, they're at risk of being potentially wiped out by this if it gets to that population.
You know how to save them is you give those girls in the wild, you make them smoke cigars, right? And you put them in nappies, and you give one of them an accordion, and you go, people will come from everywhere.
All right, that's the way we want to look at smoking animals.
And then you chuck harness at them.
Mick, have you got a story to run by Chris?
I don't know.
You're not in the mood.
I might wait for Dr. Harry Cooper, who would have toughed it out. He would have toughed it out. You wouldn't have seen him whinging. We've got to go, Chris.
We do. Thank you.
Do you need Jane to come round and give you a sponge bath? Would that help at all?
That would have been handy early in the week, but sure. Sure, why not?
I'm all booked out.
Okay. I mean, provided she keeps the mandatory 1.5 metres, it is okay. Give me a haircut while she's here.
Steady.
Good on you.
Thank you, Chris.
Always a pleasure. Stay safe.
Yeah.
And now we got him. Howcroft, is he on the line?
Yeah, and then we're going to check in with one of our senior members of the family that we love.
We want to check in on too.
Sure. Yeah, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Missed any of the show today, you can always get the catch-up, the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, we're on all the socials as well. Keep in touch, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Kennedy Malloy.
We feel plugged into the nation and we love speaking to you wherever you are, whatever nook, cranny, corner of this land. It's always fun to hear from you. We've built up, Jane, over a couple of years now, what I call a great little fellowship, friends of the show.
That's true.
Who we care deeply about. And in these times, there's some you worry more about than others because, let's be honest, some fall into high-risk categories and others don't. And
that's true. They're vulnerable.
The least you can do is you're part of a community, you guys.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Look to your neighbours, look to those around you and go, are you vulnerable? Do you need help?
Yeah, so just ask people if they're okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do that now and call another one of our
We've been doing it
show.
This week. Yep.
Dial up,
right.
Please, Dave.
Okay. Here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Tommy Glasner. Tommy.
Who's this?
It's Mick Malloy. Tony, I'm not with Jane.
Mick, this is all Mick's idea. It's Jane here, but this is Mick.
No. Listen.
Aren't you guys on air?
We are.
Sorry, we better say you're live on air now, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Just quickly. Sorry, and I didn't mean to call unannounced. You know, it's not my style. But how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mick.
You're good?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, is there anything we could do for you? Or I'm just thinking, do you need anything? Do you need, like... Like,
it's a challenging
would like
time.
Us to get some groceries.
Oh, I see where this is going.
You're special to us.
How
dare you? You're special to us, and we'd hate to lose you in these.
What? How old do you think I am?
Oh, come
well,
on.
Well, we just think you know.
No need for the carbon dating, but I say.
You know, you're high risk. We just don't want you having none necessarily to go out because, you know, you are a bit more vulnerable than
I am robust. I am doing – thank you very much. Thank you for your interest. I am doing extremely well. I'm staying fit. I was up early this morning. I woke up 1.5 metres from my wife, which is fairly normal. And I'm out. I'm walking the dogs.
Don't walk the dogs.
Yes, you can walk dogs. Yeah, you can. I walked the dog today. You just got to keep your distance.
Not in his condition.
No. Mickey, I'm good. I've got an app on my phone. It shows me how many steps I've done every day, how many falls I've had. This is disgraceful. And also, I've told you not to ring me during Millionaire Hot Seat. So, come on. My special time.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. You're not too proud to call, though, are you?
I am seriously offended, and I will be speaking. I would be speaking to my lawyer tomorrow, but I probably won't remember.
Tom, on a serious matter, what precautions are you and Mary taking? Because
we're still in
lockdown.
We're in rubber gloves, Jane. We're in self isolation. We go out. We go for the odd walk. And
is there a reason that you're self isolating? I know everybody else is, but I believe that. What's happening at your office? Is it all closed down?
Yeah.
Rob apparently says he's going to the office, but you tell me there's no one there.
Rob is, I think, just trying to get out of the house. There's a lot of office involved.
Rob says
the office. It might involve a caddy and a buggy.
We'd be outdoors. That's self-isolating. There's
Indeed.
Nothing like walking down the middle of a fairway in pursuit of a golf ball for self-isolation.
And how are you keeping fit, Tom?
No, well, we do a bit of running, going back to the, because you can't go to the gym anymore.
No.
And I'm thinking of taking up that activity that the Prime Minister announced we can no longer do, bar. Whatever that is. I'll do that.
Yeah. I'm more of a parkour man.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe you know that word.
Hey, Tom, we'll let you go and have a lie down.
Yep.
Get yourself a hot toddy or something. Look after
you would have
yourself.
Had your tea by now, have you? Had your dinner?
This is disgraceful, and I will be speaking to my legal representative. Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest.
And don't forget, if you want to go shopping, it's special hours for you. 7 to 8 in the morning. So
get off. I mean, I'm getting off. I'm hanging up.
Tom Glaser joining us there.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Streaming around Australia. You can get us on the app. You can also hear us through your smart speaker as well, Jane and Mick.
I hope Tom Glaser's back on the Metamucil straight away.
No, get back God, on he it. Made me laugh.
He
Thank
does.
You,
so good. He always makes us laugh. Hey, could I quickly just take a little time out? You know, we've spoken from time to time on this program about the need for common sense. Because we've talked across the board, everyone is struggling. I don't know an industry that's not... our industry, advertising's down. All our bosses, we're in hate, trading halts on the stock exchange.
Yeah.
All businesses have had to do it hard, and we talked about the need for common sense, and that's from renters, from landlords to tenants to banks to anybody, to show some compassion or allowance in these times. Now, no one has done it tougher than the food and beverage from hospitality, in particular pubs. Now, this may be a little bit indulgent, but I want to do it because these are friends of mine who've spent their whole life building a business that's pretty much been erased overnight, and they're great people, and they're good at their job. And anyway, they're building a pub, and for full disclosure, I have a absolutely tiny share in this pub. To me, I wouldn't care if it didn't get built or did get built, but I care about my friends, and it'd be worth a free drink to me. That's about my commitment. But they've spent their whole life doing this stuff. They're building a hotel in Brunswick, and they kind of went, not cap in hand, but they had to kind of go and explain to the landlord the situation. And the landlord straight away, the response was this. He goes, mate, we're in it for the long haul. We don't care. Do what you can. Batten down the hatches. Take as long as you like, and we'll get there with you.
Jeez.
And you go,
that's good,
if
isn't it?
That's the type of attitude.
Yeah, I agree.
And well, I hope that is happening across the board.
Can make the world go round. And I just want to name them. It's the DeFazio family from DeFazio Tiles in Brunswick, in particular Frank and Federico, who have shown
good on you guys.
What it's all about. And if we can all behave like that, what goes around will come around.
Yep.
And it'll give you an opportunity. Instead of having to blow it up and walk away, there's a chance to soldier on, get to the other side, and then bat on again for another day.
Very true.
If we could all bear that in mind. And you know what, at the end of the day, it is in everyone's best interests.
Mm.
It's everyone's best interest to keep it alive, to keep the pilot light going that when the good times come, we're still in business. So
and while you can, just on that, you can go and support your local business, your local restaurants that don't normally do Uber Eats, and you don't have to go through Uber Eats. Go and turn up.
Dimitri's Feast takeaway.
Ring them up.
And La Luciola is another joint that we've gone to, and you go and you just order something and go there and pick it up yourselves, and you'll save businesses. They just need to keep the cash flow going.
That's it.
So any little restaurant you love, go and support them.
And you know what it'll be? It'll be how you conduct yourselves in this time that people will remember. We're all great mates when we're all flying, but it's carnage out there.
It'll come around in a good way.
It'll come around. Good on you, and I've got total faith in this country. Dave, what do we got, buddy?
We're going to take a break and come back. Oh, Sam Neill's done something quite unusual as well.
Well, that'll uplift everyone's spirits.
Stick around for that.
He's doing fine.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on the Darling Downs, 864 Triple M, and thanks to Lucrif Super too, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
I love finishing our show on a positive, especially given the tough times we're in, and it's great to finish by talking up Lucrif, who are our show sponsor. We just want to thank them for the job they do.
It's
never been a more stark reminder than the importance of financial security. Cannot repeat this enough. Financial security that is being examined at the moment, and everyone in all walks of life is feeling it. Just remember, as you go through this pain, remember what it is you love the most. That's that feeling of security, that idea that you're safe, that you can look after your family, that you can look after those around you. And that's the whole idea behind super. And if you're going to do super, you may as well do it with one of the best funds going around, an industry fund with an impeccable record that can be your one-stop shop for all your financial planning. And remember, when you're back on your feet, you know, and you've got some coin up, go straight to this mob and sit down, talk it through with them. And if you're already with them, just hang tight and wait for everything to come good, as it will eventually. It always recovers. We've just got to be there in the end. So good on you, Lucrif.
Yeah.
And as we say, Jane, we point this out all the time. They can find your lost super accounts too. You may just have in this climate.
Yep. And of course, at this time, retirement planning might have gone out the window for a lot of people because I think people are in self-imposed retirement planning at the moment. So Lucrif can help you with advice. It's very important right now.
All right.
Think about it. Think about how you're feeling. Think about how you never want to feel like this again. And down the track, give these guys a call and let them take care of your business.
And you can find the PDS and you can read all that online at lucrf.com.au. All right, we're just about done for the day, guys. I think that's the show.
We're cooked.
Yeah.
We're done. Who's on tomorrow?
Oh, big show. We've got Clown of the Week tomorrow. Oh, Denise Scott, who we checked in with earlier in the week, is one of our senior members.
Someone's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll make her a cup of tea and get her some bickies.
That's right. See her at Baker's Sister.
Denise, tomorrow. Missed any of the show? The podcast up. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about your financial future. Let us help you make informed decisions. Lucroft Super, an industry super fund with low fees and solid success. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.